Welcome to The Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins.
Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Amanda Daniels, who's the Montgomery County Animal Control Warden and Shelter Director, or Shelter Manager, I should say. Thank you, Amanda, for joining me today. And the weather's getting cold, so we've got some relevant things to talk about.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. It's always good to put some good informational stuff out there for people in our community.
Now, the temperatures are falling, and they're becoming dangerous for humans, so you can only imagine they'll be dangerous for pets as well. But before we get into that, there has been some discrepancy about maybe what an owner actually is, or what the definition of an owner when it comes to pets actually
is.
Correct.
According to the Illinois state law, as well as the Montgomery County Animal Control Ordinance, an owner is anyone who has a right of property in an animal, keeps or harbors an animal for more than 10 days, or has an animal in his or her care, or allows an animal to remain on their property. So, you know, if an animal's on your property, you know, especially if it's a stray animal, and you decide, oh, maybe I might want to keep it, well, after 10 days, it is considered yours. So we just kind of want to put that out there with people. If you do have a stray animal come up, you know, definitely give us a call.
So if you didn't purchase, even if you didn't purchase it, or maybe even if you're, I guess, pet sitting or whatnot,
it is considered yours.
As we said, temperatures are falling and they're becoming, the temperatures right now are becoming dangerous for not only people, but for animals as well. There are laws in place where you must, I guess, bring your animals indoors or get them in some kind of safe conditions.
With the sub-zero temperatures that are going to be coming up, especially this week, especially overnight, we do recommend, if possible, bringing the animals inside or at least into a garage or, you know, something, especially with the wind. The wind chill is going to be pretty brutal. But if you cannot do that, you must provide adequate shelter for the animal, which according to the Montgomery County Ordinance is a structure which has four sides with one opening for an entry, a roof, a floor, and sufficient bedding when nighttime temperatures are below 48 degrees. Sufficient bedding would be wood chips, straw, blankets, anything that can help them maintain that body heat. And the shelter has to be of sufficient size to permit the animal to stand up and turn around in it, but also be small enough for them to retain body heat. We've had some cases where they were in a garage that had the garage door open and they felt that was sufficient because it did have three sides and an opening and things like that. But, you know, when it's big enough for a car, the dog can't maintain body heat properly. So a couple examples of inadequate shelter would be we've had like a culvert pipe that was cut in half. The floor is mud. It's freezing. It's metal. It can't retain any kind of heat for the animal. We've also had wire crates, plastic dog crates that are open on all sides or have the holes in them. That would be examples of inadequate shelter. I mean, an igloo dog house is a good one. I know some people have handcrafted their own. Just make sure that it's got, you know, flooring, sides, bedding. With these extreme temperatures coming up, you know, I'm going to be out quite a bit checking on animals because we've been getting a lot of calls. So I just want to educate people on what adequate shelter would be.
Absolutely. And as you alluded to, there are some consequences in case these requirements are not followed, or you're keeping your pet in dangerous conditions.
Correct. Depending on the breed of the animal, the age, its body condition, you know, sometimes older pets, you know, even if it is a husky or a malamute that is used to being in the weather, if they're older, sometimes they can't withstand it as well as a younger dog. And obviously a chihuahua or a shih tzu or something like that's not going to survive temperatures like that. But according to Illinois state law, if myself or any of my staff or a licensed veterinarian determines that the animal could suffer death or injury from being exposed to these temperatures, we are allowed and required by state law to take temporary custody of the animal and bring it to safe conditions, which would result in fines in order to get the animal back. So we just recommend that people do what right by their animals and make sure that they get what the animal needs in order to avoid us impounding it and having to pay fees.
Sure. Do you notice a lot of this happening whenever the I know we it's not often that the temperatures get this low, but do you see a lot of this happening?
I was pretty much out in it all last week, and I can foresee me being out in it all this week too. I've gotten calls at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. I've gotten calls on Saturdays and Sundays. And of course, for the welfare of the animal, I'm, you know, putting on my bib overalls like I got right now and going out and checking on them. And sometimes, you know, it's an unfounded complaint, but I still have to go check.
Right.
You know, but there has been a few where it was unacceptable and I had to make sure that the animal got what they needed.
Well, and it's probably, I guess, better to be overly cautious than underly cautious.
Right. Well, and I also want to inform people that if we were to get called out to their house and there is inadequate necessities or they are in violation of what the section called owner's duties, if we were to start a case on that and they are convicted of that, it could be considered a Class B misdemeanor. And for a second offense, it's a Class 4 felony. So I just want to, you know, let people aware that, you know, giving them food, water, shelter, and some bedding in these temperatures can avoid a whole lot of headache.
Sure, absolutely. Amanda Daniels, the Montgomery County Animal Control Warden, joining us here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations today. We talked about it a little bit before we started rolling here. You brought up the Humane Care for Animals Act. Is that related at all to this cold weather and stuff, or is that something completely different?
Yes, that is correct. The Humane Care for Animals Act covers a wide variety of how a pet needs to be cared for in extreme temperatures, or that, you know, like I said, referring back to the owner's duties, it states that each owner shall provide sufficient quantity of wholesome food and water, adequate shelter to protect from the weather, as well as veterinary care to prevent suffering. And we've had some cases where the animals were thin or they had sores or something that needed veterinary care. And, you know, we require the owner to have it taken in for a veterinary evaluation to find out what's going on. So that is also part of that, as well as tethering. We've had some, you know, dogs that were out on log chains and the chain was much too heavy for the dog, or the chain was wrapped around its neck instead of an actual collar. So we just want to educate people. If you are going to put them out on a chain, it cannot be less than 10 foot long. It's got to be 10 foot according to Illinois state law. And it cannot be more than 1/8 of the dog's body weight. So if you're going to put a chihuahua on a log chain, that's not acceptable.
That's excessive.
Yes, that is excessive, but I have seen it.
Oh,
so that's, you know, something else that we want to, you know, kind of cover. And you got to make sure that the animal's not getting tangled or anything like that. We've had some situations where, especially a chain, they kind of kink up. And before you know it, the dog's only got 1.5 feet of leeway there. So, you know, you just want to, and that's in all temperatures. You just want to make sure that animal's not getting tangled, that the chain is adequate length, you know, so that they can get into their shelter. You know, we've had cases where they had a beautiful doghouse with straw and bedding, but they were wrapped around the tree and couldn't even get into it. So that's something you want to check very frequently, as well as water. I know a lot of people don't have heated water bowls or have access to plug them into an outlet. So you want to make sure you check that water pretty frequently in these temperatures because it freezes very quickly.
Right. Especially in this weather. I mean, even if you're not keeping your dogs outside, you're letting them outside and they have access to water. You're going to have to check that regularly because
exactly.
This is going to freeze.
Yeah. Go out there with a hammer and, you know, keep that. One thing I have been told over the years in my doing this, if you were to take a drinking bottle of water and put some tap water with some salt in it and put that in the water bowl, that'll help it from freezing. And, you know, if the dog wanted to, they could kind of bob that down to get to, you know, the top part will freeze, but if they can, you know, push that water bottle down, they can get to the fresh water underneath. So that's a good trick for people to learn.
Absolutely. We're talking with Amanda Daniels, the Montgomery County Animal Control Shelter Manager and Animal Control Warden here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations today. We've talked about leaving pets, the cruel treatment of pets, what that means, what the definition of being an owner is. You don't have to necessarily own the dog if you have it in your possession.
Sure.
You're technically
the
owner.
Yeah, if it's in your care, you can be considered the owner. So
another thing that is not just relevant to this time of year, it's relevant across the year, is keeping your pets vaccinated. Because unfortunately, that's, you know, that while it affects your pet, it also affects other pets if in the worst case scenario.
We've run into quite a few people in the area that, you know, and it's more of an education thing. A lot of people don't know what the laws are. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to, you know, kind of educate people on the requirements of rabies vaccinations for both dogs and cats. Anything over 4 months of age must be rabies vaccinated by a licensed licensed veterinarian in the state of Illinois. And then there's requirements to have that rabies vaccination done each year. If an animal bites or scratches somebody and it breaks the skin, we're required by law to quarantine that animal if it doesn't have a current rabies vaccination, which could be rather costly because we have to quarantine it for 10 days. And there's boarding and fees and all that kind of stuff. So it's easier just to go get that rabies shot and not have to worry about it. And you know, parvo distemper for dogs is not required, but it is highly recommended, especially in the summer months when parvo's pretty prominent. It's not so much now with the cold temperatures.
What is that for someone who's not familiar with that?
Parvo distemper, it's actually two different viruses that affects their digestive system, I believe. It's a virus that causes them not to be able to eat or drink. And there's vomiting, bloody stool. It's very, very, very deadly. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very, very contagious. So it's better just to get them vaccinated, make sure they're protected. I, you know, especially working at the shelter, I do mine every year like clockwork just to make sure that mine are protected. They are inside dogs, but with me working at the shelter, I don't want to bring anything home, and you just never know where you can pick it up.
Absolutely. And you can find these vaccinations, obviously, at any local veterinary clinic, but you also host some low-cost rabies vaccination clinics as well from time to time.
Yes, we do. We are planning on having one in April. We don't have a date set yet, but I will get that information over to you guys when we do have it set, according to what Dr. Probst's schedule looks like.
Sounds good. Amanda Daniels, the Montgomery County Animal Control Warden, joining us here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on that I hadn't brought up yet?
I do kind of want to touch base on dogs running at large. Okay. If a dog is off its owner's property, it is considered running at large. Even if you live out in the country, if you have 200 acres and your dog wanders over to the neighbor's property, it is technically running at large. And if we receive a complaint, it is our duty to apprehend that animal and prevent it from becoming a nuisance. So again, there's fines and fees involved with that. So we just want to make sure that people keep their animals to their property. If you have to, tether them outside or, you know, walk them on a leash. Or if you have a fenced in your yard, that's even better. I just want to remind people that according to Illinois state law, if an animal is apprehended by us for a second time, they are required by Illinois state law to get spayed or neutered. Mm. So, you know, if your animal runs quite frequently and it's still intact, if we do pick it up twice, you're going to have to get them spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
So, which personally, I think, you know, it would be best just to do that anyway, but, you know, there's no law against it. So.
Right. Well, and we do know breeders operate around the area too,
sure.
But I don't know that a lot of breeders have their dogs just, or their animals in general, just running at
no,
large.
No, no, no. I haven't had very many of those. So.
They're usually pretty good at keeping
yeah.
their animals.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good. Amanda Daniels joining us here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations today. If someone would like any more information about any of the topics that we discussed, what's the best way they can find that out?
They are more than welcome to call us at 217-532-3334. And that number is also good if you do see an animal out in these conditions and you feel it's in, you know, life-threatening situation, definitely give us a call. If you can't get through to us on that number, we do have an emergency number listed on our voicemail. Or worst case scenario, you can call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, who does know how to get a hold of me. So,
sure.
Or, you know, if anybody wants to volunteer, we'd love to have volunteers. Our address is 11252 North 9th Avenue in Hillsboro, on the corner of 9th Avenue and Buckeye Trail. We also take donations. If anybody's wanting to get rid of some old blankets, we do have heat in our kennel area, but they are on concrete, so we like to give them some blankets to lay on. So if anybody wants to donate some blankets or pillows, sheets, towels, we'd be happy to take that stuff.
All right. Sounds good. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today, and good luck this season, because I know it's just going to get colder, it seems.
Yes, I'm afraid it will.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for coming in, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.